The man slowly looked up. This was a woman clearly accustomed to the finer things of life. Her coat was new and she looked like she had never missed a meal in her life. At first thought, he was sure she wanted to make fun of him like so many others had done before. "Leave me alone," he growled. To his amazement, the woman continued standing. She was smiling. "Are you hungry?" she asked. "No," he answered sarcastically. "I've just come from dining with the president. Now go away." The woman's smile became even broader. Suddenly, the man felt a gentle hand under his arm. "What are you doing, lady?" the man asked angrily. "I said to leave me alone." Just then, a policeman came up. "Is there a problem, ma'am?" he asked. "No problem here, officer," the woman answered. "I'm just trying to get this man to his feet. Will you help me?" The officer scratched his head. "That's old Jack. He's been a fixture around here for a couple of years. What do you want with him?" "See that cafeteria over there?" she asked. "I'm going to get him something to eat and get him out of the cold for a while." "Are you crazy, lady?" the homeless man resisted. "I don't want to go in there." Then he felt strong hands grab his other arm and lift him up. "This is a good deal for you, Jack," the officer said. "Don't blow it." Finally, and with some difficulty, they got Jack into the cafeteria and set him at a table in the corner. The manager strode across the cafeteria and stood by the table. "What's going on here, officer? Is this man in trouble?" he asked. "This lady brought this man in here to be fed," the policeman answered. "Not in here," the manager replied angrily. "Having a person like that here is bad for business." The woman turned to the cafeteria manager and smiled. "Sir, are you familiar with Edie and Associates, the banking firm down the street?" "Well, of course I am. They hold their weekly meetings in one of my banquet rooms," the manager answered impatiently. "I, sir, am Penelope Edie, president and CEO of the company." The woman smiled again as the manager looked completely shocked. "I thought that might make a difference." She glanced at the officer, who was busy stifling a giggle. "Would you like to join us in a cup of coffee and a meal, officer?" "No thanks, ma'am," the officer replied. "I'm on duty." "Then perhaps a cup of coffee to go?" she asked. "Yes, ma'am, that would be very nice." The cafeteria manager turned on his heels. "I'll get your coffee for you right away, officer." The officer watched as she sat down at the table across from her amazed dinner guest. "Jack, do you remember me?" Old Jack searched her face. "I think so. I mean, you do look familiar." She said, "It was February, and you were working here when I came through that very door, cold and hungry. I was just out of college, and I'd come to the city looking for a job, but I couldn't find anything. Finally, I was down to my last few cents and had been kicked out of my apartment. I walked the streets for days. I saw this place and walked in on the off chance that I could get something to eat." Jack lit up with a smile. "Now I remember," he said. "You came up and asked me if you could work for something to eat. I said it was against company policy." "I know," the woman continued. "Then you made me the biggest roast beef sandwich that I'd ever seen, gave me a cup of coffee, and told me to go over to a corner table and enjoy it. I was afraid that you would get into trouble. Then when I looked over, I saw you put the money for my food in the cash register. I knew then that everything would be all right." "So you started your own business?" old Jack said. "I got a job that very afternoon. I worked my way up. Eventually, I started my own business that, with the help of God, prospered." She opened her purse and pulled out a business card. "When you're finished here, I want you to pay a visit to a Mr. Lyons. He's the personnel director of my company. I'll go talk to him now, and I'm certain he'll find something for you to do around the office." She smiled. "I think he might even find the funds to give you a little advance so that you can buy some clothes and get a place to live until you get on your feet. If you ever need anything, my door is always open to you." There were tears in the old man's eyes. "How can I ever thank you?" he said. "Don't thank me," the woman answered. "To God goes the glory. Thank Jesus. He led me to you." Outside the cafeteria, the officer and the woman paused at the entrance before going their separate ways. "Thank you for all your help, officer," she said. "On the contrary, Miss Edie," he answered. "Thank you. I saw a miracle today, something that I will never forget. By the way, thank you for the coffee.